Australia will follow the European Union's lead in imposing sanctions against Iran over its nuclear weapons program. The show of support, even though Australia has negligible involvement in the oil trade with Iran, came during AUKMIN, the Australia-UK ministerial talks on defence and foreign affairs in London. From there, here's Europe correspondent Rachel Brown.
The EU is keen for other countries, especially South Korea and Japan, to replicate its sanctions and curb reliance on Iranian oil imports. Last week, Japan said it would reduce the 10% of crude oil supply it sources from Iran, but it's said no more since. Australia, however, has used the AUKMIN summit to show its solidarity. The Foreign Minister, Kevin Rudd.
The Government of Australia formally and fully supports the range of these sanctions which have been announced in Brussels. We'll do the same for Australia.
Minister Rudd, how much, if any, does Australia rely on Iranian oil?
They have become negligible over time.
This overnight show of support might be more of a symbolic gesture, but Mr Rudd says Australia's solidarity is coming at a cost.
In the material impact on sanctions taken to date by Australia in relation to Iran, our exports to Iran have declined massively in recent times. So this is not a piece of idle philanthropy on the part of Australian foreign policy. This costs, but is a cost worth paying. The message needs to be delivered to the people of Iran, the wider political elites of Iran, as well as the government of Iran, that their behaviour is globally unacceptable.
The West's sanctions have prompted an irate Tehran to threaten to block one of the world's biggest oil trade routes, the Strait of Hormuz. Ali Reza Nizad Rabah is the Iranian Oil Ministry spokesman. European people should be aware of their politicians entering a dangerous game, he says. 82% of our oil is sold elsewhere. That's a considerable amount, so it won't be a problem. Britain's Foreign Secretary William Hague, however, maintains it's a hollow threat.
95% of Iran's oil exports, representing over 80% of its foreign earnings, transit the Strait of Hormuz. It is very much against Iran's interests to seek to close the strait to oil exports.
The wobbly European economy was also on the AUKMIN agenda overnight. The IMF predicts Eurozone growth will contract by 0.5% this year. The EU's Economic Affairs Commissioner predicts a modest recession. Kevin Rudd, however, doesn't share the view of doomsayers.
We should be confident about Europe's economic future. As a visitor to this continent, I often find people disappearing into tunnels of despair. Europe, we believe, has a robust economic future, and the current difficulties can be overcome.
Ooh, a glass half full man, the Foreign Minister, Kevin Rudd, ending that report from Rachel Brown.